Steve, help me out.
Okay, it's Steve Pepke. It's pronounced a lot easier than it looks when it's written.
Oh, my gosh. If you would have said Peplowski, I would have been all about it.
All right. I've heard it.
thanks so much for coming on the program. Steve, tell us what you do as the Director of Ag Bio Research at MSU.
Yeah, my responsibility is to look out for the natural resources, renewable energy, ag and food systems interests at MSU here. So we're an office that's funded through the state of Michigan. It's part of MSU, and we do research to answer questions and address issues that are of importance here in Michigan in those areas.
What's been the big thing you've been working on, say, the last year or so?
Well, renewable energy is certainly one of the big things that we've been working on. Water is another one that is becoming more and more important. These are both issues that have significant potential economic impacts here in Michigan.
You know, what's interesting when talking about renewable energy is the fact that I just found out recently that in Eaton Rapids, there is going to be an assembly line for the wind turbines. From what I understand, those big wind turbines and the whole structures that they come with have been made piece by piece, part by part, but not in the same fashion that we make automobiles. So one may be different than the next, but now there's finally a manufacturer that happens to be in Eaton Rapids that will be able to make these, and I know that's a good thing not only for the state but for the country.
Yeah, and it's a great example of how we can use our engineering and manufacturing capacity, which is enormous here in Michigan, to get involved in renewable energy.
And that leads me to the next question, manufacturing and renewable energy. It has been said that manufacturing was dead here in the state of Michigan and that the state would need to move forward from that, but it would appear that that's not true.
I think it's not true. I think we have an immense capacity, and although the world changes, we have seen as renewable energy is coming online that there's a need to bend metal and do the traditional sort of things that we've done, not just in the wind energy business, but in the solar energy business and in the biomass based renewable energy, which is perhaps our greatest opportunity here in the state to grow raw materials that we can turn into energy.
When we talk about funding from the state of Michigan, how much have they given to your department, say, in the last calendar year?
Our budget is in between about $30 and $35 million base from the state of Michigan, and then we receive about $5 or $6 million matching funds from the federal government, and then our faculty take those funds and double it with external dollars. So it's a kind of 2-to-1 match on the base.
What do you anticipate that the state will cut from what you know?
Well, we are funded as part of the higher education budget and as part of Michigan State University. And as many of the listeners will know, those base budgets have been cut by 15%. So we are planning right now, as are other higher educational institutions in the state, to deal with a loss of 15 out of every $100 that we had last year.
What does that mean?
Well, it certainly tightens an awful lot of things up. Most of the money that we spend is on the salaries of scientists who do the research. And so we're going to be hiring a lot less than we were in the past. We also maintain an infrastructure, a research infrastructure, particularly in the field. And that's all over the state, including East Lansing area. And we will be making selective cuts in that as well.
Tell us why you feel this is one area that shouldn't be cut. Why is it so important?
Well, I think I would advance a couple of arguments. One of them is on the renewable energy front, it's pretty clear that that is a growing industry, that we're going to have to move and in fact, should want to move toward renewable sources sustainable sources of the energy that we use, fuels and other things. And so we're right in the middle of that in a very significant sense. The other thing is that we support the state's food and agriculture industry, which is immense and growing as well. And so we feel that we're being responsive to the state's needs and that we're connected up with a couple of very serious economic drivers here in the state.
Stephen, before I let you go, what shape do you think the infrastructure is in as in regards to getting our agricultural goods to other parts of the state, other parts of the country, and perhaps over to Canada?
Yeah, it certainly could be better. Our geography makes us very, very dependent on things like bridges and countries like Canada. We produce a lot of crops that are, in fact, processed in Canada or move in other ways to Canada. And so it's really important for us to have good port facilities, to have bridge facilities that work very well. Even things like railways, we move an awful lot of material, and we need to pay very serious attention to that. And I think as a lot of people recognize, we've kind of let our infrastructure decay a little bit over the past few years.
Steve Pepke is the Director of Ag Bio Research at MSU. Steve, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks.